This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is part three of a four-part conversation featuring Santo Torcivia from Market Insights Torcivia. Santo, the point that you brought up in the previous segment, the entire factor that Home Depot communicating, as you mentioned, with customers that come in to buy a wrench or a lawnmower or a saw,
and communicate things like this Thomasville brand that you mentioned, very, very strong, isn't it?
Yeah, they have the ability to be talking to customers all the time, and that's a huge advantage. If you know, there are different ways to communicate with customers, obviously, everything from television ads to direct mail to store communications, but getting them to view it is the expensive part.
Yeah,
and if
exactly.
You can get them to come to your store and look at it, it doesn't cost you anything to do that, for them to come to your store if they're coming there to buy something else, that's a huge advantage.
Really is. Santo, we've been talking about all these changes in the distribution, the channels of distribution in the flooring industry, and we're talking about some of the growth from some of these, the big box players and some of these large independents. What's all this doing to the traditional wholesale distributor in this business? It has to be changing their life quite a bit, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and all of it's causing consolidation. We see consolidation at all levels: manufacturing, wholesaling, and retailing. In general, even though the big box guys are expanding, the number of floor covering stores I think are going to decrease in the next couple of 5 to 10 years as these bigger stores begin to dominate the landscape. It's going to be harder and harder for smaller guys to compete with the leverage that these larger stores are going to have. And that's going to it's already caused wholesale consolidation, and it's causing manufacturer consolidation as well. I think, too, the bigger retailers are winning the war in terms of margin. If you look at whose prices are rising faster, it's the retail prices that are exceeding, the growth rate is exceeding those of the manufacturer's prices. That translates to margin in my mind, and the retailers are winning the war for margin in the channel. And I think that speaks to the fact that these guys are bigger, they advertise more, people are becoming loyal to stores like Home Depot, like Lowe's, and I'm sure some of these new players like Floor & Decor and Lumber Liquidators are hoping to build their own loyal customer bases as well.
Which they no doubt will,
and continue
to gain share.
As long as they keep communicating a distinctive message to the customer.
We published a story on FloorDaily.net not so long ago. I think it was about Costco and also about Sam's Club getting into the floor covering business. I think they were selling laminate.
Yeah, they sell laminate. They sell two brands of Pergo Simple Solutions, I think, uh-huh. and a Uniboard brand, Multi-Look, I think. Both of them are from Flieder, and to me, that's a unique situation because either the display or the product sells itself, or it doesn't sell, because there's nobody in those stores selling the product. You have to know what you want and everything about the product. Either you can glean it from the display or the box, or you're not going to get it. Or you go to the Internet and look at it. But I'm kind of up in the air. They have the power, they have the store power, to be able to move a lot of product. Whether the merchandising theme that they've chosen, where you have no salespeople on the floor, That will tell me a lot as you watch this, as to how important salespeople are in selling products like laminate flooring. Because literally, there is nobody there to sell the product.
So they're testing this in essence, then.
Yeah, they got it in a lot of stores, though. I've been in a number of stores around the country, and I've seen it in a lot of places. So I live in the Northeast, and I see it all over here, but I've seen it in the Midwest, and I've seen it in other places. So it's more than just a couple of stores is what I'm trying to say. And whether they roll it out and whether they keep it and expand it is another matter, but I think there's an important lesson to be learned here as to whether how important it is. I think it's important to have somebody sell flooring because it's a complicated sale. They're obviously taking a different tact, and remains to be seen whether they'll be successful with that or not.
Well, I've seen Home Depot do that with laminate. The store, my local store here, several months ago, it was literally piled everywhere. I mean, every department.
The difference with Home Depot is, theoretically, you can go and find somebody and ask them a question. In Costco and Sam's Club,
you're not going to find
anybody to answer a question.
Yeah. No.
And to me, that's the big difference. And whether it's successful or not, it'll be successful in its own right. So we'll see.
So the jury is still out on that as far as...
That's my opinion, yes.
I see. Now, do you think most of this will be DIY, or do you think installers are going to play a role in this Costco and Sam's?
Well, obviously, it's all cash and carry out of the store now. Because there's nobody to arrange anything with. When it gets out the door, what the customer does, I got to believe a big portion of it is installed by somebody other than the person that bought it. So I think professional installation is involved in more than 50% of those sales. I could be wrong. I mean, there's no way to track that. I have no way to track it at this point.
See.
But... I think they're going out and finding somebody to do it for them.
It still seems like an iffy sort of a buy. At least it would be for me to spend that much money on something that I really didn't know anything about.
Well, they know about the category. Everybody knows pretty much about
laminate the particular items that are sitting there on the floor that you'd pick up and put in the trunk of your car. You're probably not familiar with the brand.
No. They wouldn't be familiar with either of those brands, but they're familiar with the category. Now, whether the information they have about the category is correct or not, because I know a lot of people who think that laminate floors are wood floors, and whether they were sold it that way or whether they just came to that conclusion based on the look of the product, I can't say. But I know in doing research with consumers, there's a lot of people who bought laminate who think they bought wood floors. And to that extent, they are competition at the low end of the wood pricing for wood floors, and they're stealing wood sales where they overlap. But the ultimate question is going to be whether Costco and Sam's Club can sell anything without people.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I'm wondering, say, if Sam's Club is successful with this, do you suspect we'll see this in Walmart before too much time passes?
I would think so. I don't know what the Walmart Corporation's philosophies are on how they merchandise products and overlap those products. But it's possible if the Walmart people feel that this is a viable. If flooring is a viable category to be in, then yeah, you'll see it.
Well, I suspect they're scoping out just about every product category and every product, and I suspect floor coverings has to be on that list.
Yeah, well, they Walmart already competes with Home Depot, believe it or not, in areas like tools, inexpensive tools, paint. There's a number of product categories they overlap today, and I suspect that they think. That they can make inroads into some other hardware areas or home furnishings areas, they'll do it. They don't seem to be afraid of Home Depot or Lowe's, and vice versa. I mean, they go head-to-head. But in some cases, Walmart actually outsells Home Depot. I know in some of the smaller tools and things like that, the more inexpensive tools, Walmart is stronger than Home Depot.
Well, I would say Walmart would seem to almost be number one and number two in just about every category that they're involved in, aren't they?
Yeah, they got a lot. They got
just
a
because
lot
of the number
of stores.
Of stores, yeah, yeah.
And you know, same thing. They've got the same advantage that Home Depot has. They got people coming into their stores on a regular basis, And so their ability to communicate with their customers is very high. So, you know, that's an important part of the Walmart strategy, you know, getting a customer base, acquiring a customer base, I should say, and constantly milking it. All of these stores look at a customer as a revenue stream. They don't look at them as a flooring customer, per se, or a tool customer. They look at each customer as a revenue stream, and they're maximizing their revenue off that customer base. And they have enough, they have the product breadth to be able to do it. So, on conversely, if there's a bad situation, let's say with a customer in a floor covering purchase, they don't just lose, they don't just risk losing that floor covering purchase. They risk losing the whole revenue stream from that household, and that includes light bulbs, you know, you name it, everything they sell and everything they buy at Home Depot or Walmart, wherever we're talking about. So they've got a lot to lose and a lot to gain. And so they're going to fight very hard for that customer. And so far they've done very, they've been very successful at it.
This is going to conclude part three of a four-part series with Santo Torcivia from Market Insights Torcivia. We'll air the fourth and final part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.